Welcome to Non-Human Entities YouTube channel. Please subscribe, like, and share if you enjoy this show.
Hello.
Welcome, Barry Carter. You're live on the air.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming on our show, Barry. This is so exciting to have you here to talk about this very mysterious substance and all of what it can do. And now, you've been involved with Ormus Materials for how long, and how in the world did you get involved with this?
Well, a friend of mine got his hands in some water that was mine waste water and apparently had a lot of Ormus in it. And when he opened his hands after getting exposed to this water, fibers of gold came out the backs of his hands. And that was in 1989.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So I've been trying to figure out what this was for, till 1995, and then I heard about David Hudson and his discovery of these natural minerals, and I've been following that for pretty consistently since then.
So tell us a lot about, we are really wanting to know as much as possible from you about what are these Ormus elements? Where do they come from? How do they get created? What's the history with this?
Well, that's a lot of questions.
It is.
these,
we want to know everything.
They're a bunch of naturally occurring minerals that appear to have been known to ancient peoples. The Hindus have prana, which you extract from the air using certain breathing techniques. The ancient Chinese culture had qi, and there's also the biblical manna. And the manna is manna from heaven. Basically, it's coming out of the air. And all of these ancient terms, I think, probably relate to the Ormus elements that we found are naturally occurring in the air. And the breathing techniques that people use to enhance their spiritual experience are techniques that should trap the Ormus out of the air.
Okay, so Ormus is not a mineral substance found in the earth. Is that what you're saying?
It is in the air. It is in the water. It's in our food, although not as much of it as used to be in our food is in our food. It seems to be in everything. It's just that we're doing things to our soil and to our food that destroy it.
Okay, so it is a physical component rather than an energetic component, or it's both.
Let's think of it as the wire that carries spirit. It's our connection to spirit. It's the I'm speaking to you through a wired telephone, and the message is what I say. The telephone isn't what I say. The wire isn't what I say. It's just the carrier for what I say. And we think that these elements are the carriers of this
energy,
infinite, instant, universal communication, connection, etc.
So when you take these elements, you can ingest them. You're saying you can also, with special breathing techniques, extract them from the air.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to a person who is in contact with these Ormus elements?
Well, there have been a few small studies. One of them was actually a double-blind study where somebody took some water that was that had the Ormus elements concentrated using a magnetic trap, and they had I think it was 11 different people take the water in two separate episodes, and they were hooked up to electroencephalogram, which is a brainwave monitor. And within, I think it was like 10 minutes, they went into a deep theta or delta meditative state, even though they weren't used to going into that state ordinarily.
So it just, and that was just from ingesting these things.
Mm-hmm, and it was a brain coherence state. In other words, the left hemisphere of the brain and the right hemisphere of the brain were coherent. And that brain coherence is associated with meditation, with spiritual experiences, and with our ability to manifest what we thought, think of, our ability to get in tune with the cosmos and spirit. And this is part of why I think that it wasn't all 11 of the people. It was 9 of the 11 people went into a deep meditative state within a few minutes of drinking the water.
Well, that's still a high percentage. That's a pretty
very
darn
high
good
percentage
result.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it affects people that way. So they get brain coherence, get a deep meditative state, either theta or delta waves. And that's all wonderful, especially for people who are needing to have that deep relaxation. And it also, I'm sure, offers, you know, doors open to the inner self, which is so powerful.
High levels of brain coherence are also linked to increased intelligence.
That's a good thing.
And improved memory and things like that.
Well, we all could use some of that, especially I can. How about you, Helene?
I plead the fifth.
well again,
Helene,
these are all,
you know,
positive things that
are
coming from this.
Helene, your great expectations may lead to great expectations.
I told you he does puns. I warned you.
Oh, it's funny, yeah. And I think we all reach a certain age and some of our capability slips a little bit, and it doesn't mean we slip below the norm or we lose a lot, but I think we're very self-conscious and notice it, you know.
Well, the Ormus elements have also been alleged to have anti-aging effects, although I like to call it youthing because I like Asians.
Cut it out, Barry. But in the anti-aging effects that it has, does it actually seem to change a person's physical body or more their mind?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
People say, I have the skin of a 30-year-old.
And you take these
and
elements.
And I'm 63.
Wow.
I hope I don't have to give it back.
No, we'd like to keep that, and we'd like to get it first. So how often do you take Ormus elements?
Everybody's breathing them and consuming them in their food and so on all the time. But these elements are diminished in our food, and they're probably diminished in our air as well, just from pollution and from other things we do. They're also converted into their metallic form by things like cell phones and Wi-Fi.
Is that happening in our brains as we're talking on our cell phones?
That's my opinion. Yes, I think it is.
Wow.
But it takes a long time. It takes many years for these elements, which are very beneficial in their Ormus form, it takes many years for them to convert into their toxic metal form.
Hmm.
So, and that's one thing that's been noticed with cell phone use, is that the negative effects accumulate over time, and the longer a person is exposed to it, the more they accumulate.
I see. But overall, then, what you're talking about on the positive side of Ormus is a lot of really good things: brain coherence, deep meditative state, gotten into effortlessly, easily, and then a euthanizing that takes place when mm-hmm. you regularly take a concentrated form of the Ormus. So again, these are all really positive effects from these elements.
But realize that any time, it should be in our food. But whenever we harvest food from a given area and ship it somewhere else, we're removing the Ormus elements and not replacing them.
So for someone to get a concentrated dose of Ormus, how would somebody go about getting that?
Well, there's some really easy ways to do it. I think all water has a fairly significant amount of Ormus in it. But the Ormus, the water itself, the function of the water itself is dependent upon the Ormus and may not be as beneficial as if you have a little bit extra Ormus in the water. My personal hypothesis is that all water is about 1/8 Ormus and 7/8 H2O. That's a very significant amount.
It is. And so how would you concentrate that? Because I know we're talking about this with the tin can method and a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And how would that work?
Well, you take a tin can, put a magnet on the bottom of it.
Underneath it or in the water?
Underneath it, outside.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it with water. And it, spring water will work better. Water that hasn't been processed, water that hasn't been chlorinated, water that comes from the underground, will be better. And you put water in it and stir the water and let it sit for a couple hours and take a couple eyedroppers full of water out of the center at the top.
And there's the
water. The Ormus will try to get away from the magnet because it levitates on magnetic fields. It's a superconductor, and superconductors are known to levitate on magnetic fields.
So you take a couple of eyedrops out in the center of the water at the top,
mm-hmm.
and there are your Ormus elements. Now, you could drink that, I guess, daily.
Yep.
And again, there's no ill effects from this. It's all good.
Well, that's not exactly so, because if your body's full of toxic elements, toxins, and you take Ormus, it's going to help kick the toxins out.
But and you might not feel well while that process is going on.
Yeah, yeah. Some people report a Herxheimer effect or a healing crisis effect when they take it.
Mm.
I started on a raw diet in 1970 and did 3 years of totally raw lacto-vegetarian diet with probiotics and, I made some probiotics myself. I guess you'd call them amateur biotics. I lived on that for till 1973. And I went through a detox during that period of time. And so when I started taking Ormus, I didn't feel much of anything. It's sort of like, do you remember the first time you rode a bicycle?
Yes. I remember the color of the bicycle. It was green.
did you feel like you were in total balance the first time?
No.
You're kind of wobbly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that wobbly feeling is kind of what happens when people take Ormus that aren't used to getting it. that aren't used to having it in their diet, in their life. Because you're not used to having your the two hemispheres of your brain in synchronization. You're not used to meditating. You're not used to being in balance. And you have to be in balance to ride that bicycle.
Exactly. So when people and start taking this, they may feel a little strange because, this is not what they're used to. So as you're saying, we're not used to this level of balance. It should be natural, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing up an interesting point, and certainly the Herxheimer reaction is you can have that with just about anything that's helping you to get rid of toxins in your system. But then you do eventually start to feel better.
Exactly. Yeah, and as the second time you ride a bicycle, a little wobbly. Third time, probably going to be just fine. You get used to it. You get in balance. And the first time, about 1969, I took B vitamins, and I had the biggest rush of anything I've ever had in my life. It was I got high.
From B vitamins.
From B vitamins.
Wow.
Because I was very deficient in them, and it really, really put me into a different state of consciousness of beingness. And it felt really, really, really good. And the second time I felt it, and the third time I didn't feel it at all.
So you're saying you're coming back into balance, you're getting what you needed for your body?
Right.
I understand. Yes, it's fascinating. And so now with the Ormus, now you take it every day?
Yes.
And do you do the tin can method, or do you have something a little more sophisticated?
There's also something called the wet method,
mm-hmm.
where you take seawater and precipitate it using lye, also known as sodium hydroxide. You raise the pH of the seawater to 10.78 and no higher, using sodium hydroxide. Now, this method's a little bit more difficult, more complicated. You have to have a pH meter and so on. And you don't want to get it much above 10.78. And you'll get a white precipitate, and that's the good stuff. Well, it's not all good stuff. It's about 70% magnesium and calcium and other things, and about 30% Ormus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gentleman in Florida, Don Nance, who makes some Ormus products and sells them. And he's actually taken seawater precipitate and converted it to metal.
Wow.
And he's gotten, I think, 181,000 times as much silver as was detectable in there in the first place.
That's incredible. So is he becoming a rich man from this? I mean, making silver in today's economy, that would be very lucrative.
As I mentioned earlier, it takes a long time.
Uh-huh.
And it probably costs more than it's worth.
Oh, okay.
Dr. John Maluski in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is taking glass beer bottles and cooking them in a microwave oven. You know, like a Bluetooth headset is the same frequency as a microwave oven.
Okay.
So a Bluetooth headset should work too. And he's cooking this glass in a microwave oven and exposing it to the, and he's getting significant amounts of gold out of it. But it's really hard in the microwave, and he has to keep buying new microwave ovens, and they cost more than the gold's worth.
Mm-hmm. But still, these are all interesting ways of making this in a concentrated form. Now, Hudson...
Converts it to metal.
Okay.
That's
but your lye method converts it into the actual
Ormus. Yeah. there's another really, really quick and easy way to do it. Take some Celtic sea salt and mix it with grapeseed oil. I like grapeseed oil because it absorbs into the skin pretty well. About half and half sea salt. And this is the damp, gray Celtic sea salt. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. It does have a very moist quality to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You use that,
kind
Colleen?
Of an oily feel to it.
I have.
Well, you mix that with the grapeseed oil, and shake it up good, and let it settle, and then shake it up the next day, and let it settle, and let it settle for two or three days, and then you can take the oil off the top, and apply it topically. To your skin. I had my tendonitis in my left wrist a couple months ago, and I just put that on, and the next day it didn't hurt. It quit hurting, you know, like within a day.
That's fast. Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the chiropractor a lot.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, and I haven't been to the chiropractor in a long time. You know, but I'm only 63, so.
like that.
63 and a half, I'm sorry.
So, again, you're talking about positive effects on the brain and mind. You're talking about positive effects on your health, the ability to help with any type of painful injury, mm-hmm. like the tendonitis you had and you were suffering mm-hmm. from that you'd have no more. So, again, all of this sounds very, very positive about these Ormus elements and pretty mm-hmm. exciting because it affects things on so many levels, not just one.
If mm-hmm. there was some part of the element of gold that was the part of the secret, and how mm-hmm. does that relate?
In the Bible it says Moses took the golden calf and burned it in the fire and strewed it upon the water. And made the children of Israel eat of it or drink of it.
Really?
In other words, the Bible says that Moses burned gold and made it into a consumable substance. Gold seems to be one of the elements, or gold obviously is one of the Ormus elements that we can... convert easily from metal into Ormus, not so easily from Ormus into metal.
Hmm. So,
it's a different state of matter.
Mm-hmm.
In fancy
foods and desserts and so forth, sometimes they put a little bit of edible gold leaf on there for decoration
mm-hmm.
and people eat it.
Yeah.
So is that recommended or is that...
It isn't a toxic metal.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about colloidal gold and it having certain benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Colloidal silver. These elements in the colloidal form, a certain portion of them we think has gone into the Ormus state, and that may be what the benefits are.
Mm.
It's fairly easy to convert metallic gold into a white powder that's edible, or a white precipitate that's edible. And I've done it, and it's, you know, it's something that Moses could have done if he had access to, let's say, salt or
mm-hmm.
wood ash, anything with sodium in it. And...
Is doing that as beneficial as Ormus, or...?
Well, you're converting the metal into mm-hmm. into the Ormus state.
Oh, I see.
It's a different state of matter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that... One of the problems that we have is that science doesn't always accept new ideas very quickly.
Or at all.
if ever.
Yeah.
have you noticed this? Yeah.
Yeah, we've noticed.
In a 1948 publication, Max Planck wrote, A new scientific truth does not triumph by convincing its opponents and making them see the light, but rather because its opponents eventually die, and a new generation grows up that is familiar with it.
That's right.
Ah.
And that's been paraphrased,
perfect.
Science advances one funeral at a time.
Mm-hmm. I'm laughing, but it's a terrible truth, unfortunately.
Yeah. He's not the first person to say something like that. Charles H. Dwell, director of U.S. Patent Office, said this: "Everything that can be invented has been invented." He said it in 1899.
Wow. That's rather discouraging. Good it wasn't
yeah.
true.
And Thomas Watson, the chairman of IBM in 1943, said, "I think there is a world market for maybe 5 computers."
He was off the mark, wasn't he?
Well, that's
so people
the point,
are slow to
that...
accept the Ormus and the scientific community and the possibilities. But I'm so intrigued by the way you're describing this, as it's a different kind of matter, because
mm-hmm.
it clearly has a positive effect on the brain, clearly has a positive effect on the body. Now, what about the spiritual connection in all of this? Is it a spirit? Is it spirit in matter? Is that how you would say this? What this is?
Well, let's call spirit the inner net. Not the internet, the inner net.
Okay.
Our inner connection to everything, to the universe, to God, to source, whatever term we want to use. And let's say that this is the wire that connects us to this. If you improve a connection, when you're connecting to the internet, I used to connect using dial-up, and it was slow. You certainly couldn't have a voice conversation on a dial-up connection on the internet.
Right.
But now I have high-speed internet, and if you improve the wire that's connecting you, you improve your connection. It's like going from dial-up to high-speed. Now, that doesn't change what you're going to say or do on the phone or on the internet. You can still post yucky stuff or wonderful stuff. It's entirely up to you. It's just that it's going to get out quicker. It's gonna, and the response is gonna come back to you quicker. And this is sort of like the instant manifestation situation. If you let's say you're standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, and you shout, "I love you," and a minute later somebody says, "I love you," you think, "Oh, somebody out there loves me." It's just the echo comes back, and it comes back slowly because it's such a long distance for it to come back. If you shout, "I hate you," and a minute later somebody says, "I hate you," you become afraid because you didn't say that. There's not enough feedback, enough overlap of the sound. If you say, "I love you, I love you," "I hate you, I hate you," the feedback comes back and it overlaps. You say, "Oh, I said that. I did that." That instant feedback helps you to understand that whatever you were putting out in your thoughts, when it comes back and overlaps, is what you put out. You created that. You did that. And that's the advantage of, let's say, more instant manifestation. But it doesn't prevent you from saying something yucky. or thinking something yucky.
What and that if I comes back too, then.
That comes back too. What if I get hit by a car? Bam! You get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
But you think, you learn, it helps you to learn that instant feedback or that more instant or closer to instant feedback. It helps you to say, well, I just thought that. I better watch what I think. And it helps you to get better at focusing on what you want and a lot worse at focusing on what you don't want.
So it's instant. And I know when we were talking to other guests on our show in the past, they've talked about the Holy Grail being a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're in some ways saying, is that the stuff's going to mirror back to us who
yes.
we are, what we're thinking, what we're doing, how we're creating. And it's going to do it in record time. So it's an instant manifestation, good or bad or neutral. And
well, it's
so
not
we're going to get
totally instant. It's just closer to instant.
Closer to instant because the connection is, as you mentioned, we're now onto DSL high speed or cable high speed or something. We've graduated
yeah.
from dial-up.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of talk in spiritual circles about how much time has sped up and how much more accessible energy is and how quickly our thoughts do create form. And so
yes.
you're saying that this is just really amped up when you also ingesting Ormus in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to imagine because things feel so quick right now. They have
a lot more coincidences,
mm-hmm.
coincidences happen in
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I was just thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just going to call you. Oh, yeah, I was thinking of a red light, and there it is.
Now, let me ask you a question, Barry. For example, with Helene, she has a connection with the angelic realm, so she's able to communicate with non-corporeal entities like angels and other things. And now, if Helene were to take Ormus, then her
That's
connection...
That's a big if.
Yeah, it is a big if, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, but if, let's say if she did... What could be the outcome of that? Then her communications would be that much faster? Her responses might be that much faster between her and these other beings in the angelic realm?
That would be my guess, yeah. It seems to improve the connection. And part of that improvement is we put up barriers in our thought.
Mm-hmm.
We have habits of thought that prevent the information from coming through quickly. And if those habits get feedback, we say, oh, I don't want to think that anymore. And it can come back more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason why I said it's a big if is because people who do this work have seen and experienced things coming through so quick that I can't imagine it being any faster than that, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, there may be other things that you would like to have happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
People have noticed, as I mentioned, a youthing effect from taking it. People feel better, you know, just generally and pretty consistently feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Less
in the
pain
in the health
from,
of their body, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And... people also notice I don't know if you guys have heard about the obesity epidemic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm living it, yeah.
Well,
actually, I've lost some weight, but, yeah, it's tough.
Well, when people eat food because they're hungry, and if you don't get all the nutrients you need when you eat, you'll still be hungry. So you'll eat more food. Duh. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Well, it's been explained. Yeah, it's been explained to me that it's sort of like trying to fill your body with fuel or energy that's just empty, and so you just keep dumping more in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if the food you're eating doesn't have all the nutrients you need, and I like to think of these ormus elements as nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
They're just new nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And these nutrients are very beneficial, and our body knows we need them, and so we keep eating until we get them. And if it takes three times as much food to get the ormus that we need, then we'll eat three times as much food.
Well, that's true. I mean, the hostess downfall got more play on the news than any other major world event, I think. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a comment here from someone in the chat room, Ormus Zero, and this person says for Helene, it would depend on what ormus she was taking and how she responded to each different element. And I have taken myself a number of these ormus products, and I've noticed that they all have different effects, some from seawater I've
yes.
tried, and some from other substances, some from gold, and they do all have their own spin, you know, their own
that's fascinating.
Effect. So it's an interesting comment from the chat room about this.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Every nutrient has different benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, various ormus researchers have identified or made about 25 to 30 different converted 25 to 30 different metals into their ormus form, and all seem to be edible. All seem to be unassayable using conventional assay methods, and therefore, I would guess it all seem to be beneficial.
And again, the ormus can be made from a lot of different sources. We've talked about just a few of them, but
can
I know
be concentrated from or made from. Yes.
Yeah, and there's so many different ways to do it. I know just reading about somebody who's making it from egg. So that's something I wouldn't have thought of. But again, people are trying are making this successfully from many different substances.
Yes.
So Barry, what do you think is the best source or the best handbook or, you know, a link or whatever you have that would describe all the different kinds of ormus and how they could be made or where they could be purchased and what their benefits might be?
On my website, subtleenergies.com, there's a lot of information on different methods for making it.
Okay.
And I have another website called Garden Life, Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, hyphen Life, L-I-F-E, .ws. And the garden-life.ws website, the links are a little bit tighter. And on that website, you can find the title of the page is Garden Life on Earth, and it talks about these ormus elements without using the word ormus, because somehow that word puts some people off, I think. And there's a whole bunch of links there to different things. But on the Subtle Energies, subtleenergies.com, /ormus, /TW, as in the work. TW is the work. /sources.htm, there's a list of different sources for ormus if you want to buy products. Now,
but you don't make your own to sell, but you do recommend.
I don't sell anything because if I sell it, I can't tell people about it.
Mm-hmm. So you're educating
if
people,
you know what I mean.
Informing people, yes. And I've seen your list of sources. It's quite extensive, and I do suggest people who are interested in this to go to your website, Subtle mm-hmm. Energies, or that the other one was Garden?
Garden-life.ws.
And read up about all of this, because the information, there's a massive amount of information on your website. And also, in order to do this work, since you don't sell products, then you rely on donations to help you continue this work. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So I know you have a link there for donations, and I think Helene will be putting that up later tonight, right?
We have the subtleenergies.com listed already on Angel's Lighthouse website.
Okay, good. So people can get to the donations link from there, right, Barry?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's wonderful. So people can support your work and all of the research that you continue to do. Now, if I can back up just a minute, I know we have to take another commercial break, but in about five. But here's another question I have for you, because I've read about David Hudson and what he found out in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And he described the mysterious properties of the white powdered gold. Could you talk about that a little bit? Because I know, like, at times it would, like, disappear and do really bizarre things
mm-hmm.
that they couldn't account for.
Well, one thing that he noted was that it would levitate on you put your hands under it, it would levitate away from them. I think it was Ormus iridium in that case, but yeah. And I have some pure Ormus iridium that was made from metal, converted to Ormus. Somebody sold me, and somewhere on my website, I don't remember exactly the place. There's a little video of this stuff jumping away from your fingers. Now that sounds like an electrostatic effect. If you do a Google search on Grebennikov and Ermetica, Ermetica, and Grebennikov, Grebennikov, you'll find some video of Viktor Grebennikov's levitating platform. He built this platform using the exoskeleton of insects as a levitating source. And you'll notice that the behavior of these little insect shells that he made this platform using material from it matches very well the behavior of some of the Ormus gold that I made, that a friend of mine made, that jumps away from a magnet. So basically, what it does is it explains things like flying carpets.
Interesting,
and,
yes.
And the Vimana, the ancient levitating devices of the Hindus. There are a lot of ancient references to levitation. There are even some ancient Egyptian petroglyphs or carvings on the walls of Egyptian temples and so on, which show somebody laying on a slab and then 6 inches above the slab on the next picture. So this apparently is something that the ancients knew about, and we think that we're seeing an example of superconductive behavior. Now, my personal preference is to think of this stuff as it superconducts our thoughts. It makes for an instantaneous, universal, non-local communication system that we can connect into, the internet. But it also seems to have implications for transportation. If we could take Ormus iridium and make a structure the same shape and orientation as Viktor Grebennikov's flying platform, we might be able to travel on with it.
So the positive implications of this continue. There's all kinds of things that could happen if we would learn more about this, the capabilities of Ormus.
Right. And we're just right at the very, very beginning of our exploration of it.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like we're just all a bunch of neophytes when it comes to this. But I see there's more questions in the chat room. So, Helene, do you want to take a break now? And we'll come back. Anyone talked to David Hudson recently? What is he doing with the Science of the Spirit Foundation, still working on the white powder of gold? That's the question.
Yes, David Hudson gave a presentation at INOTA about a year and a half ago, and you can find videos of his presentation on there. And about a year ago, he also did a conference call. We do conference calls on this Ormus stuff. And he did a conference call with us and several, quite a few people spoke with him about that on the call.
So is he still working on the white powder of gold?
Yes. Although he uses the white powder of gold, let's say, analogy, because people are more familiar with that concept than, let's say, the white powder of rhodium.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Although rhodium and iridium and gold seem to be the most common of the Ormus elements in nature, the rhodium is far more common than either the iridium or the gold.
Okay. So he works with all of those elements, but people associate him with white powder gold.
Yes.
Well, here's another question for you. This is from Mark Hudson. Barry, can you describe... Oops, now come back here. Just lost question. Can you describe how the Ormus interacts with our electrostatic magnetic fields?
It may be... a carrier for them in some way. It may be something that we literally literally enhances our connection to our electrostatic field. Several people have reported that when they started taking Ormus, they started having shocking experiences.
Like what?
They'd walk through a door and bolts of lightning shocks would jump from their shoulders to the frame of the door.
Hmm. Anybody get injured?
Not so far as I know.
Hmm.
And I do have a video of 29 people in a circle getting shocked from one person on one end of the circle, all holding hands, holds a plastic bottle with Spark of Life water in it, and the other person on the other end puts their finger in the bottle, and everybody in the circle feels the shock. And you can hear the snap of the electric shock from this water.
Wow.
Powerful.
Ancient transformational technologies. AncientTech.com sells this product to people that they know, not to everybody. And they also, have spoken spoken
at the conference
that David Hudson spoke at INOTA.
I mean, I've taken, as I mentioned before, lots of different ormus. And, again, the ocean water stuff, I really didn't like all that much because it was so salty. And
mm-hmm.
it distracted me from whatever good the ormus were going to do for me. So
mm-hmm.
it was just not I guess I just got caught up in the salt of it all. And I love salt. But for
mm-hmm.
some reason, it just didn't appeal to me in the way I would like. Now, I've tried other kinds. I've tried actual white powder gold and had a totally different experience with that. I actually liked the taste. There wasn't much of a taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also felt an opening, a chakra opening that was quite profound
mm-hmm.
from trying that particular one. So, again, I think there's a lot to be said for each person trying different varieties of this and finding the one that works best for whatever their goals are, whether
mm-hmm.
it be instant manifestation or feeling better physically or wanting a better, faster connection with other realms. I mean, there's just so many different things it sounds like you might be able to achieve with this, but there are so many ways to get ormus, so really investigate to find the right one.
One of the most common questions that I get, my standard answer is, you are unique, just like everyone else. What is best for you will not be the same for everyone else. Each of us has different nutritional needs, and these needs change over time. What is best for you now probably will not be what is best for you next year.
Mm-hmm.
The vendors listed on the sources page all have products that some people have found to be best at one time or another. And I gave you, I think, the link to that, subtleenergies.com/ormus/tw/sources.htm.
Yes, and that's, again, it's an important link to read through and all of the different suppliers, because they're all different. The way that they make the ormus and the source that they use for the ormus, they all have very different ways of doing this. And
right.
I think it's important, as you mentioned, to find the one that's right for you. And I agree with you. What works for you one month may not work for you the next month.
Exactly.
So
this is the way nutrition works.
Issue. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's kind of like the body craves carrot juice. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean you're always going to crave carrot juice or need carrot juice in large
right.
amounts. But maybe
right.
for a period of time you do.
Yeah. I drink a quart of carrot juice a day.
You do not.
Yes, lately.
You do?
I've found some
and
great
carrot juice. You haven't turned orange?
Not yet, but the palms of my hands are a bit oranger. Now, that's another thing. My tan never seems to go away on the parts of my body where I have a tan. And it's quite visible when I put my arm next to my leg, and my arms have a tan, and my legs don't have a tan. Now, I don't know that that's a very significant thing, but it's something that I've noticed as an effect for me. I think, personally, that seawater-based ormus probably has the best natural balance of the ormus elements. There was a French researcher named René Quinton, and back in 1910 or something like that, he came up with a hypothesis that and supported it with tests, that our blood has the same balance of minerals as seawater. And that seems fairly reasonable. If everything that erodes goes to the sea, and everything that is soluble is in the seawater, then it would seem reasonable that the ormus elements, which have to be soluble in order for the body to take them in order for plants to take them in, that they would go to the sea quickest. And the sea is a melting pot, a mixing pot of all of these elements. So they would have the same balance as the general balance of these minerals in nature.
Now, I've used that product, the Quinton product, and it's a wonderful product. It's very good, I find, for health purposes. But if I were to compare that to the seawater-based ormus that I've tried. It's the ormus definitely has a spiritual power or component. Mm-hmm. However, it should best be described, I don't know, but there's a definite power with the ormus that I don't feel with the quintone. The quintone is powerful in its effect on balancing the physical body.
Right.
But where I feel the ormus has more of a, it has a vast reach. It's
right.
not just physical. And I think yeah. that's the intrigue of it. That's the intrigue of it for me, that you know, this possibility that I could take ormus, think of something I want, put my intent out there, and I might receive it back pretty quick. It just
mm-hmm.
depends on me, what I'm putting out there. But as you mentioned, this is a superconductor. And
yeah.
that's what I want. Well, Helene, you got to try this stuff.
Have you?
I'll
have
try
you
it under
of...
your tutelage, Patricia, because
okay.
just the thought of it is overwhelming me, really. But
have you ever heard of Masaru Emoto?
Yes.
Yes.
He's found that our thoughts are visible in the ice crystals formed by when we freeze water.
Really?
And that if you put your intention on a bottle of water, you'll get different patterns of crystals from that water. And that water that's polluted or water that's exposed to negative intentions will look kind of cruddy. And stuff with positive thoughts, positive intentions on it, just written on the bottle or written on a piece of paper taped to the bottle, will get a more positive, more beautiful crystalline snowflake-shaped crystal in it. And this has been actually verified by an American scientist who had people in Japan send their thoughts toward water that was being held in New York City.
Yeah, I was involved in a little bit of that myself, and in spirituality there is a lot you can do with energizing water.
Yes.
Even by putting crystals, you know, quartz crystals in it, and so it goes on and on with prayers and all of that stuff. So,
exactly.
You know,
yes.
I understand what you're saying. Water
and
is
so
also
what
a conductor.
What is it that carries the information in the water?
Mm-hmm.
We think it's the ormus that mm-hmm. is improving that connection to the internet, that connection to source, to spirit, to all that is. And that improved connection in all water will pick up the signal that we're putting into it. And so if our thoughts are yucky, we'll get yucky looking crystals
mm-hmm.
in the water. If our thoughts are wonderful, we'll get wonderful looking.
Well, if the superconductor is a way to manifest what we want, we do have to be very careful what we think. And
yes.
it's my personal experience and belief that people do create their own realities by and large.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes other people come into our circle to poke us or whatever, but by and large we create our own realities. And if
yes.
you're talking about speeding that up, then I think people have to be real careful about what they think, because if they're wrapping themselves in a negative story or believing they'll never get a job or whatever that belief is that they hold very tightly to themselves, they may bring exactly what they asked for, which is why we have to be careful what we wish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you get what you
yeah.
pay for, and you
mm-hmm.
pay with your attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Couple of questions here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time for another one?
We're going to be off in about 4 minutes, I think. So go ahead and take another question.
Okay, we've got
two
more questions.
Mm-hmm.
I see one here. The question is, why does David Hudson think that the powder from pure gold is so much more beneficial for the flux of the spirit to occur rather than the other isolated ormes elements or the mixed ormes elements?
Hmm.
I suspect that it's because more people are familiar with the white powder of gold than are familiar with the white powder of rhodium or white powder of iridium, and that our historical context, when we look at the ancient references to these elements, all of these words for all of these different elements may have been translated as the white powder of gold.
Ah.
And therefore, all of these ancient references may be misunderstood as being just references to the white powder of gold.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that explanation. And then I just have another question here that popped up. This person wants to know, as a new potential user of Ormus, he has or she has stomach issues. Are there any side effects with taking Ormus?
A lot of the Ormus products have quite a bit of magnesium. Magnesium is a component of milk of magnesia. Phillips milk of magnesia is used to help the body get rid of it's
we know what it's used for, Barry.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. It helps you clean out. It helps your intestines get better motility.
Right. So it might actually affect her gastrointestinal issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it could be very beneficial for that. In fact, magnesium in and of itself is a very powerful and healing mineral for many reasons. So that's interesting that the Ormus have a high magnesium content.
But this is just the seawater precipitate. There's other forms that don't have that much magnesium in them.
I see. Oh, so okay. This question, the person who asked this question should know that if you want to get an Ormus that would be higher in magnesium, then you want one based from the seawater.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, have you seen, these also have implications for plants. Have you seen my giant nuts?
Yes, you have these giant, what are they, walnuts or something?
Walnuts, yeah.
Yes, they're huge.
Walnuts that are the size of tennis balls. And if people keep eating because they are hungry, and they're hungry because they're not getting all the nutrients that they need, what do plants do? Well, plants just waste water. They pull more nutrients in through the roots by transpiring more water out through their leaves. And that's how they get more nutrients in. And if they're not getting all the nutrients they need, they waste water. My house plants, I water them every 2 months lately.
What? Really?
Yes.
Every
2 months?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And usually these same plants, they say water them once a week.
At least.
Yeah. And I think that it's because they're getting the nutrients that they need. They don't have to waste water by transpiring it out. And so basically the water maybe gets evaporated away from the soil, but there's still enough water in the pot that I don't have to water them as much. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but there have been some droughts lately.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this Ormus, if you put it on plants, on the ground, seems to enable plants to get by with half as much water, or maybe one-eighth as much water.
That's
and
amazing.
Plants
that
are growing with it grow bigger with a lot less water. My plum tree is 5.5 times the size of my neighbor's plum tree, 50 feet away, and it was, it's the parent of my tree.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness. See, this is great. All these applications, again, that we're, as you mentioned, we're just at the beginning of all of this.
Yes.
We're really all neophytes at this. But, oh, my goodness, Barry, what a wonderful hour and a half we've spent with you. You've just a wealth of information. Thank you so much. This has been just great. And I see there's still more questions coming in. And
it's
I know that we've got to wrap this up. So we're going to have you back, that's all.
Yes, we will. This was really fascinating. I really didn't know enough about this topic, and you've totally enlightened me. And I will work with Patricia very carefully.
Well, I also have some forums
me,
where people discuss this. So you can Google that. Mm-hmm. We have a white gold forum, and things like that might be of help for people.
Well, thank you, Barry, and thank you so much for spending your valuable time with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Helene.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the first hour of Late Night in the Midlands. To finish listening to this episode, go to lnmradionetwork.com and become a subscriber. Becoming a subscriber is easy. There is a link on every page to take you to the subscription page. The cost is low, and you would be supporting Late Night in the Midlands and all of our efforts to bring you the truth. Again, go to lnmradionetwork.com, click on the subscribe button, and you can finish listening to this episode as well as all of the other shows that are in our archives.